America has been badly corrupted by oligarchy several times in our past. Most famously, when the pre-Civil War South, after the invention of the cotton gin, became a rigidified oligarchy that eventually challenged the power of the nation itself, leading to the deaths of more than 600,000 Americans. The oligarchs lost in that battle, although their legacy remains in an impoverished South and deeply ingrained structural and cultural barriers to black advancement and supports for white rule. The second major brush with oligarchy in the United States came toward the end of the 1800s, as the Industrial Revolution spawned a new group of American oligarchs, who in 1920 reached the pinnacle of their power and seized control of much of the federal government. Their removal of the guardrails of democracy led to the Roaring Twenties, when the very rich got much richer and everybody else got poorer. A widespread American fascist movement was birthed, complete with rallies, and the oligarchs' rule collapsed with the Republican Great Depression. We are living through America's third struggle with oligarchy. It began in 1971 when Lewis Powell, himself a proud agent of the tobacco oligarchs, laid out in a famous memo to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce a plan for the various oligarchs of America to stop competing and organize to take